In 1909, a Belgian chemist called Leo Baekeland patented a new malleable material called polyoxybenzyl methyl N-glycol anhydride. Thankfully, we know it today as Bakelite, and it's often said to be the first plastic. Its main use was in the emerging electrical industry, where its non-conductivity was used to isolate electric current in radios, telephones, and light switches. The name comes not as a play on Baekeland's name, but on the crucial process he invented, where the chemicals were first heated with a catalyst to form a kind of gum, and then, a few processes later, baked under pressure in a special oven called a Bakelizer, creating a material that was hard and wouldn't break down if it got wet. It could be bulked up with wood flour or asbestos to create a sturdier material which could then be moulded into any number of items. Its smooth brown finish looked like polished wood or shiny tortoiseshell, so naturally it was pounced on by fashion designers such as Coco Chanel, who made bangles and beads from the material. Buttons with decorative moulding were used by other designers. Most famous, perhaps, were the wireless radios of the 1930s, which had the look of cabinetry with rounded Art Deco corners and contrasting motifs. During World War II, Bakelite was used for goggles and binoculars issued to the forces. The Bakelite Museum in Britain even has a Bakelite coffin in its collection, though the designer must surely have forgotten that this is a non-degradable material, not exactly fit for this purpose. It shows, though, how people revelled in the vast range of items that could be made in Bakelite, and how it could mimic other materials so well. The idea of fakery using man-made materials was not new, of course. In the 19th century, all kinds of concoctions were used to make fairly authentic replicas. Shellac, which was used for brush handles as well as the new long-playing records, was made from beetle shells. Mother of pearl for jewellery and other fancy items was replicated using an early form of celluloid called xylonite. Fake pearls and buttons that looked like ivory were made using casein, which is a mixture of skimmed milk and formaldehyde. And a number of decorative items, from clock cases to buckles and brooches, were made from bois durci, or hardened wood, the name helpfully obscuring the actual contents of wood flour mixed with blood. Bakelite's popularity lasted a few decades before it was overtaken by the new oil-based plastics of the 1950s, although it's still used for billiard balls and casino dice, having the right kind of cool clinkiness. Original items made from Bakelite are highly sought after, especially the heavy telephones that were so important to Hollywood's film noir. Bakelite might be cherished today as an item of nostalgia, representing a cosy past with its own shiny style, but it was also a technical breakthrough that heralded a new age of synthetics, where fakery is taken for granted.